Let my people go. I want to talk to you about the importance and necessity of intercessory prayer. In the book of Exodus chapter 8, we see the release of the second, third, and fourth plagues. In verse 1, we also see the famous phrase that Moses spoke to Pharaoh saying, "Thus says the Lord, let my people go." I believe that is what the Lord is telling us even today. What do I mean? Please turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 4. Let's look at verse 18. Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." Where are the Israelites in the beginning chapters of Exodus? They're in bondage. They need to be set free. They need to be liberated. Let's dive into this a little bit deeper. Do you recall what Egypt is symbolic to in the Bible? That's right, it's the flesh, living in the flesh, walking in the flesh, and symbolic to the world system, living in the world. That is the system of pleasure, indulging in the flesh. Who is Pharaoh? Pharaoh is king of Egypt. Who's the king of this world? The devil. Why do I say that? Because if you look in the book of Matthew chapter 4, when Satan tempted Jesus, the Bible says in verse 8, "The devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory." Verse 9, "And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." If Satan didn't have the authority to give away the kingdoms of the world, Jesus would have rebuked him saying, "Hey Satan, that's not yours to give. You don't have this authority." Let's go back to Exodus chapter 8. Again, verse 1, "Let my people go." There are many, many people, people that you know, that I know, that are in bondage to the world system. People not following after God, but pursuing their own flesh, their own worldly desires. These people are captive, they're in bondage, and they need to be set free. Now, how do they get set free? Well, what did Luke chapter 4, verse 18 say? Jesus is the one to set the captives free. Have you ever wondered why God just doesn't end the rebellion of Satan? I mean, if you really think about it, God could easily do that. All he really needs to do is say, "It is finished," and the satanic rebellion would be crushed. Well, I would propose to you one suggestion, and that's because God is looking for relationship with his children. Who are God's children? All of mankind. A person could be in total rebellion, but they're still the child of God. Thus, they'd be identified as a prodigal child. So God desires relationship with all of his children. How do you develop stronger relationships with earthly people? Well, you have to communicate with them. You have to spend time with them. And so too, to develop a stronger relationship with God, you need to communicate with him. You need to spend time with him. How do you do that? Well, one way is through intercessory prayer. Prayer is simply communicating with God. You're pouring your heart out into him. You're telling him your burdens, what's on your heart, your desires. And likewise, he's communicating with you as well. I believe it is time that we really start interceding for people, for our cities, for our states, for the nations. The word intercede comes up 2 times in Exodus chapter 8. Let's first look at verse 9. The Bible says, "And Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor of saying, when I shall intercede for you." Then in verse 28, Pharaoh asks Moses to intercede for him. Whether or not a person specifically asks you to intercede for them or not, I believe the Lord is asking us right now to press in and begin to fervently intercede on the behalf of other people. When you intercede for others, it's going to set them free. In addition, it's going to draw you closer to the Lord. Please join with me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please set the captives free. Please help me to intercede on behalf of those around me. Lord, please release us from the bondage of sin. We choose to receive the liberty gained by Jesus' work on the cross. We bless you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.